All right, may I have a motion that we will return from executive session at 6:17?
I'll make that motion.
I will second. We need a roll call.
I don't think we do, but.
John says yes.
I think we've done that before in the past.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
All right, second item on the agenda is to speak with Attorney Schrader, who is not yet in attendance.
I think he'll be here, what, 6:30 or 6:40?
6:30, okay. So third item on the agenda is to review and consider Village Doubt and Detachment issue, including the Attorney General Opinion 2018-02.
That'll be when Schrader's here.
Okay. Third item is.
Although I will mention that that's going to be, Village of Doubt is going to have a detachment hearing or a meeting?
Work session.
Work session on Monday, the 26th. Okay. So next Monday.
All right. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
Six.
Six.
Do I have to put that in minutes?
Yeah.
That's okay.
What is it again?
26.
Village of Doubt is going to have a, detachment work session or?
Workshop. Work session. Public's probably not invited to that, are they? Oh, cool.
We have a forum there.
Yeah.
It's more of a fact finding.
Fire and EMS contracts for 2017-18, Schrader?
That'll be Schrader.
Can review and consider payment to Township Attorney, Trish Schrader?
And that we could do.
Just that one or all the bills?
I'd say we must just do all the bills.
Let's do all the bills.
Okay.
If that's okay with you, Lynn.
That's fine. I have a copy up for all of you of the list. To be paid or the checks that I have ready to go. Two of those require purchase orders, so I do have the two purchase orders.
And we'll do those first and then we'll approve the rest of the list second. So the line item on here for Alfred Schrader is the item that we were going to review and consider?
Yes.
Yeah, technically we approved it.
Yeah, we technically approved it
but we
meeting.
Need to do the PO first on that.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I will move to approve two then and now purchase orders. Let's do one at a time. One then and now purchase order number 43-2018 for $269.49. Gas for the garage paid to Columbia Gas.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, so no roll call on that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? There are none opposed. Motion passes. I'll also make a motion for approving the then and now purchase order 42-2018 for $4,000 for professional services payable to Attorney Alfred E. Schrader.
Did you make a motion?
Yes, I did.
I'll second.
Sorry, I wasn't clear. All opposed or all in favor of approving the purchase order, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There are none. Motion carries. Okay, you've had time to review the bills to pay this evening. Are there any questions?
So the Alshurator that came from that donation, majority of it came from that donation?
Well, it, I mean, the donation went into the checking.
Okay.
But it just went into the general fund.
Okay.
So.
But we don't
necessarily identify.
It's not fund identified, other than just it's commingled funds.
Right.
Well, I was talking to Kevin, and when he does yard pipe installs, so he's already bought the pipe and everything. They're just refunding that money back. They purchased the goods. We have to kind of be careful. When he does a yard install and we get money in that came from Road and Bridge, and make sure that stays in Road and Bridge, not going into general fund.
Yeah.
Okay, but what does that have to do with?
Just making sure the money that we kind of had said that the money that we were coming in from the general fund, that check that we got last meeting night, we were going to use that for helping pay off the trader. So I'm just making sure that that check that we got for our donation wasn't money that came from a general fund item or a Road and Bridge item for.
And I looked back at it and it was not.
It wasn't set up for a yard pipe or somewhere. Technically, it should go back to Road and Bridge because it was paid for the pipe that came out of Road and Bridge.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I do have a question on this advance, this ADS, the $6,000 for the pipe or drainage system. I take it that's for some piping?
That's for yard pipe, for he's got some yard installs coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's why I'm saying that the residents pay us for that pipe. We put the pipe in the ground. Kevin does all the install, him and Scott go out and do that, and they pay for the materials. It's been done that way for a while.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying when we get a check in with just a homeowner's name on it, it may be going back to Road and Bridge because that's where the money came out of for the yard, this ADS drainage.
Okay.
So I'm assuming this advanced drainage systems is coming out of Road and Bridge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think we're good.
And I'm assuming when they put the money, I mean, when they give checks, it will designate for pipe or?
Hasn't in years past. He's trying to make sure he remembers to tell.
Does Kevin have a list of who he's doing?
Yes.
That would be helpful if we had a list of who to expect money from.
He's trying to remind them to make sure they put on the memo.
Right.
This was for yard pipe or.
Well, I actually think we need to take that further. I think we need to.
We need a policy because it's a fiduciary responsibility.
Absolutely.
To get that in the right bucket.
Okay.
And I think that. And we need to think about that then for the next.
Yeah, we probably need to identify a process procedure for Kevin to handle that. And for homeowners, how do we anticipate the homeowner? Do we invoice the homeowner?
Yes, I believe he does hand him a bill.
Okay, so.
I believe, I'm not saying 100% doubt, without doubt on that.
If we probably need to do a little bit more groundwork.
That was my understanding.
So, I mean, if we're generating an invoice, it should have a general ledger account or something that identifies it as Road and Bridge.
And if it's an invoice that Kevin's doing, it's not being generated from UAN.
And I think it needs to be generated from UAN. I do. That is, I do not want to see us generating invoices that are not going through UAN.
Right.
No, no way.
Let's table this decision until we get to regular meeting, which is what, April 5th?
Yeah. The next April meeting. Okay.
Yeah.
He said there's some Amish churches that are donating for Road and Bridge because they don't pay a lot, they don't have license plates.
Right.
So he's trying to make sure they know to put that in for Road and Bridge too because they're not being taxed, but at the same time, they're donating some money for road repairs.
Can one of you guys follow up with Kevin to see what our procedure is?
Yeah, and I've looked at some other ones online for pipe installs for policies that they have set up already.
If he's writing an invoice, we need to know that. 100%, no question. We need to know if he's doing that, and then we need to establish a procedure around that. We'll do that next meeting.
Yep.
Okay. We have the bills before us. You've had an opportunity to review those. May I have a motion from one of you individuals to approve the payment of bills?
I so move.
I will second. All in favor of paying the bills, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Or yes is fine as well. any opposed nay, no, or wave a flag or something. No? Sorry, I'm too lighthearted. The motion has passed.
Do you want to sign them now?
No.
Okay.
Review and consider approving a letter to East Wayne Fire District. Is that appropriate now?
It's not to East Wayne Fire District, it's to...
Oh, yeah, to East Wayne Fire District members.
Members.
I would just read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will pass copies around. I'll keep the original. Copy for... What's that, Village of Marshallville? And here's one for...
The Village of Marshallville, yes.
Dalton. Down. And Buckman.
This boilerplate with the exception of who's going to...
Yeah, with the exception of...
In bold?
No. Anita, I will give you... These are spare copies, Anita, if we need them. Basically, it's the same, except in the Village of Dalton, we've added a line item that says, first paragraph, what, third sentence, approximately 20 of these mutual aid calls were within the Village of Dalton. So...
Yep.
What I'd like to do is just read maybe the opening paragraph, since Mr. Johns is here as well.
You bet.
We'll sign that, and I can give that to him. But the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department has provided fire and emergency services to Sugar Creek Township for over 50 years. In 2015, Kidron Volunteer Fire Department ran 137 EMS or fire calls within their coverage area and 43 mutual aid calls for the East Wayne Fire District. Approximately 20 of these mutual aid calls were within the Village of Dalton. So KVFD provided 180 total EMS or fire calls within the East Wayne Fire District area in 2015, but to date have not received any payment. And actually, I'm going to do something. I'm actually going to give this just so you can read it. And, you know, if you, I'll let you guys go ahead and read that.
My issue in the last sentence of the last paragraph. I thought it was appropriate to point out that Sugar Creek Township provided $70,000 in funding to the EWFD, and you know that was for the express purposes of fire and EMS protection within the township, which was provided 180 times by KVFD, and they were not paid for that.
And, you know, as part of the original, there's going to be attachment, the article from the Daily Record, which, you know, noted these quotes that were included in the letter, you know, where the guidance of the East Wayne Fire District Attorney Martin Frantz in 2015 advised the board that they had to pay them for the service they did in 2014, even though there was not a formal written contract. But, you know, it was very clear here. It said, since they have not been willing to negotiate or sign a contract with us, their actions, according to our attorney, essentially created a contract with East Wayne, Grimes said. East Wayne is the entity responsible for fire protection in the district. And since Kidron provided that service for part of the residents in the district, their actions essentially consented to a contract with East Wayne. I mean, it's pretty clear cut. You know, from an authority standpoint, East Wayne had all the authority to, they were the ones that determined who dispatch was gonna call.
Right, that was in the amended joint resolution from 2014, that they had the authority to establish the 911 code.
Absolutely, that's when it became.
911 service area.
Yeah, when it became a joint fire district. So, you know, it was their call to choose to call Kidron.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, even when there was mutual aid and they needed additional help, they had Kidron on the Mavis plans.
Right.
To call them as well.
That's right where I was going, was it was on the Mavis plan. At that point in time, we didn't have the WARCOG, it was all through the sheriff or.
Well, through the county.
$18,500.
Yeah.
So it would have been all just one Mavis.
And I know there were the 43 mutual aid calls, I haven't documented. I've seen them, I've seen the dispatch records. And a lot of them that Kidron went on were non-response calls from East Wayne. So thank goodness Kidron was there to take the call. So I think what we'll do is, my proposal here will be is that we approve these three letters, we sign them. And if it's okay with Mr. Johns, I would give you this, if we approve it and sign it, I would give you one copy. Since you're here, it just saves me, or giving it to Pat Sword. I've discussed it with Pat before, and would ask that you guys bring that up in your next meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was very disappointed at the village meeting where the representative from the village of Dalton, and it was not Mr. Johns, but he did not know if this was part of the lawsuit. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how you sit on the board and you don't know that.
Lawsuits between Sugar Creek Township and EWFD, it doesn't involve the KVFD.
Exactly. So it was brought up the other night at council meeting again. Council member Sword brought it up and asked why it wasn't being paid. And I think it was Councilman West had mentioned something about there wasn't a signed contract. Well, there are minutes here as well, their own East Wayne Fire District meeting minutes in 2015 this is out of the 2015 minutes. A motion was made by Dr. Finney and seconded by Ms. Lessiter to move the projected 2015 payment amount of $33,400, which was $35,000 less $1,600 of Kidron's share of the dispatch fees, into a special fund until completion of written negotiations with Kidron Volunteer Fire Department. Okay, well, Kidron signed a contract in 16, and they never got paid. So I think this is.
They got paid for 2016.
Right, yeah. Right.
But they did not get paid for 2015 yet.
No.
So if they don't have a contract, that's the question.
So.
Is that what Pat's big question was in the meeting? Is that the question that you just asked is?
Yeah, there's no contract for 2015. There's a contract for 2016 between East Wayne and Kidron, but not a contract on 2015. In fact, if I remember right, they had EWFD and KVFD met here in November. It was fall, if I remember right. It was getting cool out. And they had a meeting down here to discuss that contract. Cause I remember Comstock was here.
I remember that
KVFD
was
here.
I think it
was
January or February.
Can't it was 2016.
Time. It was in 16.
Okay. I could remember it. It was the end or somewhere in there. They had a meeting.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, what we're looking at, there was no contract in 14. And their attorney, they paid him for 14.
Well,
and
that was a different attorney. That was France, not Comstock. So you have an opinion of two different attorneys now.
Yeah.
France says okay. Comstock, right. No, not okay. So.
But I think that it's, you know, the ethical obligation here, without a doubt, Kidron made 180 calls. Pay him.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know if there's any more discussion. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, Scott. You know, whether we...
Have you ever asked why they haven't got paid as a board officially? And I'm also kind of worried about, as far as ethically, as us stepping in between a private entity and their entity, are we asking for EWFD to pay KVFD through us or through them? Were you asking EWFD to pay?
We paid East Wayne Fire District, John.
I'm just asking how you want it.
$70,000. I do not want to take the money. That needs to go between East Wayne.
Okay.
And Kidron.
Okay, I'm just, to understand what your thought, where you're going with this.
To me, this letter is a statement from not just the township trustees, but from the taxpayers of Sugar Creek Township that are saying there was an expectation for how their funds should have been used. And the trustees at that time dutifully, responsibly paid that money for fire and EMS protection. And that payment was not completed by EWFD.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think today we are speaking for the taxpayers on the taxpayers' behalf saying this is ethically the correct thing to do. There may be legal obligations, but ethically, that should be superseded. The legal obligation should be addressed, and the taxpayers ask that KBFD be paid. So it's that's how I look at it.
And I think by going to the members, they're the ones that sit on the board. They're right. The ones that make up the joint fire district. They can take up the question with the board. They are the board.
Yeah, I get that point too. What we're asking the individual boards constituent of the EWFD is to, for them really, we should say, please pass a resolution directing your representative to the EWFD to pay this or to support paying this. That's the gist that I'm getting out of it.
Right. At the same time, EWFD side is that they tried many, many times to sit down with KBFD and never got a response. There was a breakdown of communication somewhere with there, and a contract was signed. They wanted to sign a contract with KBFD. They wanted to use KBFD services. So for us coming across as forcing or having that, just stirs more things up that don't need to be stirred up.
I'm certain you're addressing that from the standpoint of being just devil's advocate to the township board. And
my advocacy is that
your hat, you're still wearing the Sugar Creek Township trustee hat.
Yes, absolutely I am, because we have a huge problem with a dissension between the north and the south, between those who support East Wayne and those who support KBFD. I don't want to see us start stirring more problems up again. I think there's a way to resolve our issues. I think there's a way to get Kidron paid. I do agree Kidron does need paid, but I don't want to do it in a manner that just stirs up more problems. That's my problem.
Well, at a certain point, that was 2015. It's 2 years since the close of the year.
Right.
And I don't think sending a letter to each of the members, I don't think is overstepping the bounds. I think that's being very, starting the process. There's no obligation here for them to do anything, John.
I know there's no obligation. It's just, I'm trying to, in my mind, not start a fight where a fight doesn't even start it.
I would, in support of your statement, which I don't disagree with.
It's not that I don't think that we need to reach out to there. I'm not disagreeing with that.
No.
By any means, I appreciate the work you put into this. I'm just trying to.
I can see where if a payment was made to KBFD, I think that would be a huge gesture towards mending the gap.
Exactly.
Right. And I think, yeah, KBFD would appreciate them getting paid for that.
And
but if it's done out of a force versus a mutual East Wayne Kidron sitting down and, you know, and trying to get past their differences and trying and Kidron going, you know, okay, we didn't negotiate in the best way, East Wayne, we didn't do the right thing by giving you payment, that type of a sit down, that type of amending happening, we're just stirring the pot again. And it's not going to solve any, we're just keeping this thing going for more years, and I don't want to see that happen. And I think there's a lot of our residents who want to see this thing mended and worked out, and there's a lot of hurt feelings to go around from all sides.
I think the unanimous voice that I hear is that they want all the lawsuit, residents want the lawsuits done.
I agree. I've heard that from,
and
from north to south. Everyone wants these lawsuits done now.
And I appreciated how you expressed in the agenda that we are defendants in each of these lawsuits. We're not causing, we're not bringing the suit. We're defending ourselves. I also don't disagree with you, John, about, you know, there's potential here for this to stir the pot, but in the intervening 2 years since this contract dispute, or lack of a contract dispute, other than that one meeting that we recall of between KBFD and EWFD, when has EWFD stepped forward to meet with KBFD? When has KBFD moved forward? I think they're in a stalemate. And I think we have an opportunity to do something that nobody's ever done before as township trustee, and open discussions with each of these constituent members of the EWFD.
And I'm fine with opening up discussion. I just don't want to come across that the township is demanding that EWFD pay them, irregardless of what happened in 2015.
Right.
It downplays their emotion of they tried.
Yeah.
They tried to negotiate. They felt that they got the short end of the stick, that KBFD dug in and did not want to negotiate. So they have that hard feeling over there, and I don't want to stir.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they both need to sit down.
We don't want this to be a shot across the bow, so
exactly.
To speak. This is more of a...
And I look at it as a clarification,
yeah.
Because, John, if there's a board member on the East Wayne Fire District board who didn't know if this was part of the lawsuit, how sad is that?
I do agree with that.
How sad is that?
I've taken this very seriously, and I would think that the members would take that very seriously if they're on a board.
Who's on their board now? Don? Harold? Howard?
Howard
Cameron?
Bachman?
Leslie?
Mm-hmm. Is Leslie?
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't. Yeah.
And that's...
And
Larry West.
Larry West. Only Larry and Don were on the board in 2015.
Is that Leslie's first year, or was she there the year after?
Was the Lessiter?
I thought Lessiter was there the first year, but I could be wrong.
What does your minutes say? So it may be that we're reminding or clarifying, I think is what Mitch said.
Heather Lessiter was at the November 19th meeting.
So Leslie was 2016.
Yeah.
She came in after this, after 2015. Yeah.
But, you know, in 2015, they set it aside. They set the money aside.
Right.
They have a resolution here that says upon, you know, a written agreement. And so they were counting on that agreement to be done in 16.
Yeah.
So that did happen. So that's why I just think that this is going to get... I don't think there's anything in this letter that's incendiary, anything that causes a problem. I think it's more just a factual. This is...
It says we as Sugar Creek Township trustees are asking.
I agree with the top part. The facts that you've stated are facts. I have no problem with facts being presented. That's the obligation. I'd be more willing to say, hey, you know, they didn't get paid. Why is your board members not seeking Kidron to get paid? I guess more of a question, why is each board member not wanting to pay Kidron? Or voting to not have that happen. You know what I'm at? Why is Larry West saying
I think this is going to get this discussion going.
So,
because I've asked East Wayne Fire District at their meetings several times,
mm-hmm.
are you going to pay Kidron? And they said no, there wasn't a contract.
Right.
So that's a pretty straightforward answer.
Right.
I think what this points out is in 2014, there was no contract, and the attorney gave them legal counsel and said, by the fact that Kidron, you know, you kind of had East Wayne was the one that was telling dispatch to call Kidron. Kidron responded, and when that happened, that created a contract.
Right.
And that was the attorney at that time.
Was that Comstock or Franz?
That was Franz.
Or you're talking 14?
Well, it was in 15, that was France, talking about 14.
Okay. Trying to remember. Yeah. Going back.
So I just,
I guess the main, I want to make sure, it's, like you said, it's not a shot across the bow, that we're trying to start productive talks, not shooting stuff across the bow and just putting walls up and starting fights all over again where fights don't need to be started. Because like you said, like Scott, I appreciate you said, the residents want this to be done. They want this, they want some type of resolution where there's a fire department up there, there's a fire department down here. They work together, this stuff, this bitterness just goes away.
Yeah.
But I think there's an obligation, John,
and I
for East Wayne to pay that.
There is an obligation, but you just can't say to them after they try to negotiate with Kittering, and they tried numerous times to negotiate with Kittering, and Kittering said no, or didn't say anything at all, or there was a lack of communication between EWFD Comstock, Stutzman, if I'm correct, from Kittering's lawyer, in KVFD, and you had a lot of players in there, where somewhere the communication broke down. So they tried, they feel like they tried, and that's the bitterness about it.
Well, I guess what I'm glad is that Kittering made those calls. Because
I'm glad East Wayne didn't, on January 1st, on 2015, say, Kittering, since you didn't sign a contract with us, you're out. They could have done that on January 1st.
They could have.
That would have been a huge outcry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They could have.
And that would have been a big outcry.
And what would have happened?
Exactly. So both of them
took
didn't,
care of the public.
I think they both did the right thing by East Wayne trying to work with Kittering and letting them run calls and doing and still serving the public versus having East Wayne come down or Paint or whoever cover their area and giving Kittering no coverage area. I think they were trying to, in good faith, work with Kittering. Kittering, on their end, still ran the calls. They took care of business. They took care of their residents. So both were trying to do the right thing for the public. They talk differently than we talk.
Okay.
They have different minds, and it's trying to get the common ground where we can all agree.
I think that what you're saying is they both did the right thing. Now let's finish it up.
Right.
Let's pay it.
And I think some of that has to be done between KVFD and EWFD.
Yeah.
That's going to be a talk.
But I would, you know, I would like to have this signed and, you know, hand this out. Again, it's nothing binding.
No, I mean, we have no legal say whatsoever on enforcing this.
It's
whatsoever.
A letter.
Yeah.
It is a letter. I give you that. I'm just making sure our letter doesn't start another TIF.
Two questions. You mentioned you would either hand this to Pat or to Mr. Johns. That covers the village.
Yeah.
How did you intend to?
I was going to hand deliver it to Jeff Kaufman.
Okay.
The Bachman Township. And then for the village of Marshallville, I will mail it to the village of Marshallville.
Do you have any personal contact with anybody on Marshallville Village Council? I don't either.
Do you, John?
I probably can, yeah. I'll make it happen.
I would rather make it a face-to-face rather than, you know.
Just in the mail?
Yeah.
I just don't know anybody at Marshallville, really.
Right.
Yeah. I think Mr. Booker's still mayor up there. He was my teacher. I still have a connection up there.
And
I'll take care of Marshall.
I would encourage you both to express that, as we said, we're trying to mend fences, and it's our intention to start a dialogue, and that this would go a long ways towards acting as a gesture of. Lost the word.
Like you said, mending the fence.
Thank you.
Let bygones be bygones. Let's move forward and do what's best for the public and not keep fighting.
Yep. Second question was, what's next? What if there's no action taken?
That second. So you're saying if it was presented to Marshallville's board, Bachman, they don't do anything with it.
Right.
The village of Downton doesn't do anything. They don't make any resolution. They don't have.
Yeah. And it just rests in their files until they purge their public document. Is that?
I guess for me, if we want to start dialogue, it'd be nice to have a response back why you don't think they should be paid. And can we start a dialogue of why again, they feel like they did their thing, Kinder feel like they did their thing. We have to have a dialogue somewhere to start mending the fence. If we keep both,
thank you, John,
putting fences up, or I should say walls up, and you know, as soon as the word EWFD is mentioned, a wall is built up, or KVFD and a wall goes up, and you don't listen to the other side, nothing's going to get done.
Yep.
And the residents suffer nonetheless.
Yep. So when you're speaking with Jeff, when you're speaking with Mr. Booker.
Yeah.
When we're speaking with Mr. Johns, yeah, we would like for the communication to continue and be two-way. If there's, you know, if this goes to your village council and it's voted up or down, we would like
tabled or
have or tabled or whatever. I think it's appropriate.
A courtesy reply.
Yeah, courtesy reply. Is that?
Is that too far out? An explanation.
Yeah,
maybe it starts something. I'm in agreement with sort of.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have to.
I would imagine, you know, Mr. Johns, you've just come back onto the board, but some of this may be new to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting all the numbers. If you were at the meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your input, John. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Now, the matter is before us. You have not made a motion, but I think you are.
I will make that motion that we sign this letter and we personally deliver it. I will take, we will give Mr. Johns a copy tonight for the Village of Dalton. And I will give a copy to Jeff Kaufman personally, and then John will give one to Mayor
Booker. Or Leslie.
One or the other.
Some council board.
Yeah, okay. Appreciate that.
I mean, I'll keep up with the follow-up after their meeting to make sure that you're discussed or make sure it was received and read.
I will second that motion. And straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah. All in favor say yes.
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 All opposed say no. There are none opposed. So the motion passes.
We'll just date it. What's today, 21st?
Yes.
You have originals
here.
Yeah, the
you signed for the dates on the original.
Yeah,
I just have copies.
Those are your copies.
These are my copies.
These are my copies to keep.
Yeah. Actually, no. Let me have those back. I'm gonna scan them and I'll give you the
signed copies for the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said it is the 21st, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm getting it today. So mixed up.
It was a long day. Signed copies.
Or do you want to make copies first?
I should make copies first. I'm sorry. I should scan them.
I can say I have copies here, but I figured you probably want to actually take a signed copy.
Yeah. Thank you, John. So.
All right. So our next items are to discuss with Mr. Schrader. We will conclude the meeting by signing checks after we come back from executive session, if that's acceptable. So I will make a motion that we go into executive session at 6:56 for discussion with our attorney on current litigation issues. Cite the same ORC paragraph, please. Had all that documentation. I took it out before the meeting. We have to come out of an executive session, so yes. And then we've already approved signing checks, and so then we will sign checks. There's no public comments on the agenda. Typically, at special meetings, we don't do public comments, so I think we would conclude at that point.
Would you want a copy of the letter?
Yeah.
That we have?
Yes.
I can, can I email them? You have a scanned copy or?
Yep, yep, for you or me.
There may be one resolution depending on how the executive.
Okay.
You can just, I'm gonna go, you can just tell me that in, when you send me the letter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, may I have a motion to go into executive session, or no, I made the motion. Yeah. One of you guys?
I'll second.
And we need to do roll call on that, thank you. Yeah.
Scott?
Thanks very much for coming out, yes.
Thank you for coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mitch?
Yeah.
When's your next?
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
First Tuesday of April.
Okay.
First Tuesday? Second Tuesday.
First Tuesday.
First today. Thank you.
Mr. Gordon, my schedule is.
Everybody said yes.
Yes, so motion carries.
Are we still at the same time, or?
Well.
You said it just six.
6:56, we had a couple of comments from the public.
So.
58.
58. Very well, we're going into executive session.
I